helpful.
Thank you very much for listening to us.
You're welcome.
And best of luck. Will it not?
Now, just checking, Grant and Rachel Coburn here yet? Horticulture New Zealand?
We're just waiting on our planner. They've just landed, so we're hoping to pop into a slot after lunch if possible.
Okay. Independent Forestry Services?
Thanks very much. We're going to be very brief. Our family owns some land at Green Hills, and it is zoned peat and glade.
Yeah.
It's highly inaccurate, the current zoning, so just, I guess what we want is somebody to come out and sort that out for a start, really.
Some of that, very straightforward. See if we have questions on that, Lloyd.
I think you have raised this the same as other submitters, so I've taken the point and I have no other questions.
Yeah, no, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah. No questions for me, thanks.
And Morris?
Well, just to make your visit worthwhile, how would you see that happening? You know, correcting the if it was wrong on your property, how could it be corrected, and at what level of operation should it apply?
To determine what soils what, are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, we're in fairly low-lying country, so it's pretty easy to tell, just even looking in the ditches, what's going on there. I'd say our zoning is somewhere between 50 and 100% out. And we can see it, we just see it every day.
Yeah.
So it is quite a simple process. I guess our problem is, I understand what's trying to be achieved, so there's a bunch of rules being created, but we need to start at an accurate point at our level so we can play the game, so to speak.
So do you see somebody coming out who's got knowledge in that area and saying, okay, well, yes, this is and this isn't, redrawing a map to make it correct?
Yeah, it's probably that simple. From there we can start working out what needs to be done from there, really.
Yeah.
At the moment I've just got nowhere to start.
Yeah, right. And how would that process be initiated and who should pay for it?
Oh, you guys drew the map. not me. I'm happy to draw the map and I'm happy to use a third party. And I'm happy to submit it. I just don't want somebody turning up in a month's time and going, hey, this isn't right, we're coming down to do a field inspection anyway. So however you want to do it, I just need to get a clear starting point, I guess.
Okay. All right, thanks very much.
And just in terms of that issue you raised, we've had numerous submitters coming before us as a hearing panel and telling us that in their view, the zones aren't correct at a farm scale on their farms,
yeah.
So that's an issue we'll certainly be giving some pretty careful consideration to.
Probably just to take it a little further, it was, we're a development property. We've been sort of going for a few years and it's sort of very difficult to get into farming, you know, we're trying to get in for a family, but it was interesting. I'd been working with some of your staff here, some of your most experienced staff, and we'd had an area there that we were looking to develop, and we'd had a plan drawn up and all the rest of it between us, and then we'd made a start, and I got them down to have a look, and in the last period, someone's come along and classified it as a significant wetland. And I think Environment South are actually going to talk about this. So your guys have actually gone back and had a look at what was done by a contractor that came in, and there's a whole lot of significant wetlands that haven't been identified, and a whole lot that aren't, i.e. our place, that's just regenerating. It's already got ditches and fences and all that in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just question the accuracy of the whole thing when we're trying to create such strict rules. I get the process, I get it that we want better water, I get the whole thing, but we've just got to get better data at a better bar level, I think.
No, we certainly understand that submission point. So thank you
Thanks very much. Cheers.